Okay, Rabbi Said. Tonight we're going to be discussing, amongst other topics, we're going to be discussing the halachas. What happened if somebody went to a hotel and overnight and he suddenly realized that he forgot, he hasn't got a nagel wasser, he hasn't got any way of washing, he hasn't got a keli to wash his hands. Can he wash just by switching on the tap three times and enough? Is that okay, b'diavad? Or is that not acceptable? That's one question we'll be discussing, b'diavad, of course. Another shy we'll be discussing as well is a chatzi. If somebody has got a plaster, he had a wound, he has got a plaster in his hand, does he need to take it off? Does he need to remove a plaster before washing the hands? Is it necessary to remove the plaster before washing the hands in the morning? Another question we'll be discussing is, we know there's a problem of touching food before washing hands. Touching food before washing the hands. What happens if somebody did touch food? Is it a problem to eat that particular food item, or is it not a problem? And maybe from there we'll be able to discuss a very important shaila. What happens if one lives in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, there's many chilonim, unfortunately. People who are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, who don't necessarily wash netilat, they don't wash negel vas, they don't wash netilat zedayim in the morning. Does that affect? I mean, if you go into an average shop and you want to buy fruit and vegetables, and the people who handled the schoira, the people who handled the food, may not have washed their hands. Is that a problem or not? Is there a problem or does it not matter the fact that that people didn't wash their hands? These, amongst other shayos, will be discussed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we're up to Siman Dalet, and we're up to the top of page 16. Which is Sif Aleph, the second half of Sif Aleph. The first halacha the Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us now is Ma'im Apsulim Netilas Yadayim LeSeuda. There is very specific halachas with regards to the water which is to be used for Netilas Yadayim, for washing for Amotzi. The water may not have been used before, has to be clean water. There's many halachas with regards to that. She says, with regards to the water using for Netilas Yadayim in the morning, even if it's possible for Su'uda, it's still okay for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Ma'im apsulim Netilas Yadayim le'su'uda, water which is possible for Netilas Yadayim of a meal, come on, Simen Kuf Samach, which is discussed late in Simen Kuf Samach. Nevertheless, Ksherim, you can still use them. The Netilas Yadayim Letfilah, you can still use them for davening. It's not a problem, you can still use them. Miu, however, Yesh Misha'oim Asom Poiskim Seid Eloim Avoyich Alayu, you still not make a brach on that. Mishnebura explains that a little bit. Mishnebura says that when we're talking about which water exactly are we referring to, Mishnebura Tziv Koken Hey explains, Tehainu, we're talking about water, Shenishtanu Marem, that the colors has changed, the water's been used, and it's discolored a little bit, it's got already a color of, it's not nice water anymore. Oinasbe Melacho has been used already for, Melacho's been used already for something. That kind of water, Oimeluchim, very salty water, Oisruchim, very dirty water, She'eina Kelev Yochalishta is mem, that even a dog wouldn't touch. Can you think of water that a dog wouldn't touch? Must be pretty dirty. Yeah, so if that kind of water you're not allowed to use for Sa'uda, you can't wash your hands for a meal for that, but if that's what you've got for Netilas Yadayim, it's still acceptable. Mishum Hachi, Ruim Netfilah, you can still use them for Tfilah, the Kanlo Tzurichak Mishum Nikias Ba'alma, over here it's different halachas, and it's acceptable. When the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Oim Adoloim Avoyich Alayu, the Shulchan Aruch says that some say you don't make a broch on that. The Mishnah Berurah said doesn't really mean that literally. Sif Katan Vav, Adoloim Avoyich Alayim, you don't say Al Netilas Yadayim. He said that everybody who holds you make a bracha. The question is only what kind of bracha would you make? Would you make al netilas yadayim or would you make al nekiyas yadayim? But everybody agrees you can still make a bracha on dirty or used water. However, the Mishnah Berurah Kotten Zayin Paskin Salayu, bottom line, Achoinim Echiyud, Achoinim Paskin Aruch Lamais, the Yochal Levorech, you can make a bracha on the Tilas Yudayim, and like I want Siv Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotten Tezayin. Aruch Lamais, Mishnah Berurah Paskin, you can make a regular bracha Netilas Yadayim if in the morning all you had was dirty water, used water, even very colored water, salty water, whatever that, if it was used water, you can still make a bracha on that, and you can make the regular bracha Netilas Yadayim, Seif Aleph, and that leads us to Seif Beis. Seif Beis addresses, He moves a little bit. Now, until now, we've been discussing, so far, what we've been primarily discussing is the Rosh and the Rashba. Remember yesterday we spoke about the main machloikas, about the obligation and the broch of Antilas Yudaim. We spoke about the Rosh, who holds it's a tzarech tefillah, that's why Chomim Masakana broch. We spoke about the Rashba, Perich Hadosha, the two approaches in the Rishonim, why there is a broch in the morning of Antilas Yudaim. The Seif Beis and the additional few Seifim now will be digressing a little bit, and he's going to address about the Ruach Ra. We had mentioned that there is also an element of Ruach Ra. On Ruach Ra, we don't make a bracha on Ruach Ra, but there is Ruach Ra. It's very interesting because it sounds like such a spiritual, it sounds like nearly Kabbalistic Indian of Ruach Ra. It's Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to see it. Shulchan Aruch discusses Ruach Ra. There's Ruach Ra, there's probably the precise translation will be evil spirits on the hand. There's Ruach Ra, which probably has to do with the fact that the Shulchan Aruch Rav explained, because when a person is The Ruach Ra is always something good to do with, because we've got a neshama, we are heilig, we're heiliger because we've got a neshama. As we sleep, our neshama leaves us to some extent, and as our neshama leaves, there's tumah which goes on us. It's a balance. It's always when there's a vacuum, there's something. There's always a tumah that comes into a vacuum. As we know, the Aviyah Vasa tumah is a mace because there's no life there. So there's a vacuum of life. There's a vacuum of Nishmas Elohim, and therefore tumah enters. Tumah always enters in a vacuum. So therefore, we have to be aware that it's not just something Kabbalistic, it's not just the Zohar HaKadosh, it's Halacha Pesukah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing over here, the element of Ruach Ra. Okay, so how do you get rid of that Ruach Ra, which a person has in his hands in the morning? Seif Beis, Yedakdek, your person should be Makbit. La'arois Alein Mayim, a person should pour three times, La'arois Alein, pour water on your hands. Sholeish Pa'amim, three times. Lehavir, to remove Ruach Ra, the Ruach Ra Sheshoire, which dwells Alein, which is on the hands. You can see it's evident from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah points that out as well. You can put your hand on a waterfall of water, but if you only do it once, it's evident that the Ruach Ra is still going to remain. It doesn't make a difference how much water he needs. The key factor is three times. Now we don't know why Ruach Ra gets removed in three times. Why three? Why not once? Why not six times? Why not 52 times? We don't know. But the fact is, Shulchan Aruch passes, Ruach Ra is only removed by pouring three times water on the hands. Yes.
So according to the opinions of the Rosh and the Rashba, it's not necessary to wash three times.
Correct. You're quite right. According to the Rosh and the Rashba, there may not be such a requirement. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. Absolutely correct. Yeah, you take it, don't. So in order to remove the Ruach Ra, you need to wash three times. But let's make a cheshbon. How would that work? Okay, I'm lifting, I'm pouring once. I've got once the water went off on my right hand. And I'm pouring on my left hand. I've got water pouring on my left hand. I'm doing that a second time. I'm doing that a third time. I'm doing it a third time on both hands. What is still on my hand? There's still, what's that? Yeah, okay. Even if I'm putting it down, my hands will inevitably still be
wet.
Is there any problem with the water? Exactly. Absolutely correct. Beautiful point. The water, we know that we're going to see that halacha soon, that Ruach Ra is not just a matter on a person's body, that he's got Ruach Ra in his hands. We're going to see soon that a person is not allowed to touch not only parts of his limbs, but also food. You're not allowed to touch food. There's some sources that even say you're not allowed to touch your clothes before washing Negel Vasa. Ruach Ra is something very real. If you touch it, it's problematic. So therefore, undoubtedly, by definition, by the fact you still got water on your hands, you wash your hands three times, but the water you've got still on your hands is still affected for the Ruach Ra which was in your hands. So consequently, what would make sense to do? Exactly. So there is, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, it makes a lot of sense. That according to that, you have to wash your hands four times. That's right. You're very good. That's it. Probably makes sense to wash your hands four times. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yes?
Is that why the Hasidim, I think it is, wash Yetzilas Yadayim in the morning four times?
Pouring four times? Yes, we're going to see. Maybe that's even what the Mishnah Berurah says. We'll see in a minute. Yes? Yeah?
I kind of assume, possibly wrongly, that the three times took into consideration removing the main to main
So that actually, according to you, that twice would already suffice to get rid of the huacha. The third time is to remove the water. Is that your understanding? Well, see. Also, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sefkotn ches in the Mishnah Berurah. Second line. Yedaktek. A person should be careful. Kichutz ma'ta'omim aniskorim b'sefkotn aleph. Besides the two reasons mentioned sefkotn aleph, i.e. the Rosh and the Rashba, shetzorich little daim letfini to wash hands for tefillah. Besides that, zorich little gam, the person also needs to wash his hands mishum ruach ro, because of ruach ro, hashoire, which is on aloy daim on the hands. Achecha danetilum, which is a very important lines over here. Achecha danetilum mishum ruach ro. But where the requirement of washing hands is only because of ruach ro, levat, lo yoyim isakni al zeboche. For ruach ro only, everybody agrees you won't make a brach on that. So say for some reason, the other two reasons, the Rosh and the Rashba don't apply. There's plenty of examples for that, but let's just think for a minute. The Rosh and the Rashba doesn't apply. But you have got Ruach Ra, you wouldn't make a brach on it. You still have to wash your hands, but you wouldn't make a brach on that. So on Ruach Ra itself, on that third reason, you wouldn't make a brach on Ruach Ra. Achech dan etilu mishum Ruach Ra, levat lo yim esakna al zebrach, you wouldn't make a brach on Ruach Ra only. Lochein unu tzrichim gam letam imanal, therefore the two reasons of the Rosh and the Rashba are required, are needed. Sefkotn tes, larois alehim, vayit lehim lechatchila ad perik hazroya. The ideal way of washing is first of all to wash, including your wrist. Including your wrist needs to be washed. Don't just do the nails. I want to speak about that in a minute. It has to be, the entire wrist has to be washed off. If a person hasn't got water, die at kisha, it's boys of until the knuckles is acceptable. When do we do only knuckles?
Tishabav.
That's right, Tishabav. And because the ruach ha will be removed. Even if you just cover the knuckles. At kishetz boisob. Now, it's a bit interesting I'm not quite sure. How does that work with the ruach ro? I mean, if the ruach ro is only until where is the ruach ro? Until where is it? I mean, if it's really until the wrist, then why is it acceptable, but yeah, but to just do until the knuckles? And if it is until the knuckles only, so why do you have to do until the wrist? Pardon? Oh, I see. That's a nice fella. Wow, that's really interesting. That's very interesting. I heard once from Rav Falk years ago in Gateshead. I think I heard from him. If it wasn't him, then it might be from somebody else. That could be the ruach ro. Could be ruach ro on the fast days is more limited. Maybe the ruach ro on the fast days, and Yom Kippur, it only reaches the maybe. But I like your svara very much. Yeah, very good. It's very interesting. Let's just rest it here. I was always bothered. After all, my mother tongue is German, and in German, what's the translation of Nagelwasser? Nail, right? Nagelwasser. Nagelwasser means literally the water of the nails. Nagelwasser. It's not. I mean, it's Yiddish as well, but it's German too. Nagelwasser. And I was always curious, and I still am. Why is it called Nagelwasser? Why is it called Nagelwasser? Why is it called Nagelwasser? You can't just wash your nails. That's not sufficient. Why is it called Nagelwasser? Not sure. I mean, I haven't got a good explanation, but I think that you're right. I mean, it does say in the Sforim Akdoshim that the nails has got a particular tumor. That there's an extended tumor on nails have got more tumor than any other part. I mean, than many other parts of the body. Nails are, and the ikar tumor is there. So it could be that's why at kisher it's boisov. It could be that we're just extending that a little bit until the knuckles. That's really the main part of where the tumor is. I'm not familiar in the Sifrei Kabbalah, but probably that's the source of the tumor. Yeah. The last bit. Yeah. Although, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, where we should wash hands. Let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'tzorech lifshoy da kapois. The palms need to be stretched out. K'misha roitze lekabeld over. As if you're accepting something. As you're washing hands. You have to hold your hands in a way as if you'd be accepting something. V'yakbiem and raise them k'neged ha'roish. Towards your head. So you have to raise your hands a little bit. As you're washing Negevas, your hands need to be raised a little bit upwards. As if you're a little bit upwards. Gam teufle at yach. It's also proper to rinse your mouth. V'tanas tzipo lo yach. Obviously on a tanas tzipo, not to rinse the mouth. We address this in Hilchas Tainas. Shalosh pa'amim sefkat nyut. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Three times. Ve'afilu shofech harbe pa'am echot. Even if you pour loads and loads, gallons and gallons of water, and you do it in one go, ein amoyel, it doesn't help. The ruah will still be remaining on your hands. You can put gallons of water, pour on one. It's not enough. It doesn't. Ke'ena ruach hoylech. The ruach only gets removed ela b'shalosh pa'amim with three times. Tehainu, i.e., pam achas al yad yamin, once on the right side. Ve'achakach al yad smol, after it's on the left side. Ad shalosh pa'amim, etc. Three times b'sirugin in intervals. In other words, there is no, although Rabbi Avraham Kamenetsky writes about it in Sefer, but the consensus of the Poskim is not like that. The consensus of the Poskim is that the Mishnah Berurah says, right, left, right, left, right, left, as opposed to three times and then three times. That's the consensus of the Poskim. That's the way to remove the Ruach Ra. By the way, can you do, in theory, if you've got only enough, could you just do one hand and then the other hand remains tamei? Would that work? Could you just, if let's say you've got very little water or whatever the case may be, can you just get rid of the ruach of one hand? Or does it all, what do you think? It's very interesting. It's very good svara what you're saying. I like your svara, but the Bialocha says, it's very interesting your svara. He says, in the name of the Malbim, I'm just going a little bit up in Bialocha. I'm Mishnah Berurah, but the Evet says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you just washed of one hand, you can remove the Ruach Ra of one hand. It's interesting, because although it seems that you need to do it in interval, but you can't do it in one hand. It's very interesting. Yeah. Yes, correct. Correct. So, there would be a way of still allowing him to daven, but let's not go into that. It'll be later to see if him. Yeah. Right. Right. So that would be the answer. That would be the answer. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Gaon. The Sefer Ma'aser Rav, which is, of course, the Akpodas and the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon. He said, Kos Havi writes, Arba Pa'omim. The Vilna Gaon says you need to wash your hands four times. Sholish Pa'omim, three times, Lehavir Ruach Ra, to remove the Ruach Ra, Varevis, and the fourth time, Lehavir, to remove Hamaim, the water, Shenitzmu, the water, which became Tomei. As we mentioned earlier, the water became Tomei by the third time. The water was Tomei water. You need to remove that. How do you remove that? By rinsing it off a fourth time. What do we want to say?
It will still be tamei.
No, because the water, tamei water, is removed, and your hands are tamei now as well. So it's fine.
When you pour, the water will mix.
No, so tamei, well, good point. It's interesting what you're saying. Tamei water will not be able to go on. Tamei item cannot make more water further tamei. It's not. It wouldn't stretch on further and further. It wouldn't. Yeah.
What about the
towel? Yeah, no, it wouldn't go further. No, it wouldn't. Although there is a hakpada not to touch clothing, as Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier, but it wouldn't. That's right. It wouldn't go. No. Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yes.
One tends to sort of wash, say, like just the back of the hand.
Yeah, you have to make sure that the entire hand is. Yeah.
You have to make sure that the whole.
You know what? Let's keep this for a minute open, because the Mishnah Berurah is going to say something about something very similar to that. So we'll see that. Now, what about children, Abosai? What about children? From what age would you say that there is what age is important? Yeah. Good, that's really interesting. Very interesting. So let's just think, it's very interesting what you're saying, but let's just think about this for a minute. Normally, when are we making an obligation on children? I mean, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Shabbos, when normally is an obligation of chinuch? Think about lulav. When is the obligation of lulav on a child?
Six or seven.
Yeah, it's true, it boils down to about six or seven. What's the defining factor though?
Action of doing,
when he can physically do it. Sleeping in the sukkah, when he can physically do it, when he's healthy enough to do it, when he can take it. Matzah, when he's physically able to do it, okay, there need to be some basic understanding as well, but on the order, it's a physical act that he can physically do. So based on that, when would be the right age to mechanech a child of Negelwasser? What would be the defining, when would he do it? What age is that roughly? What child? And I'm not three. Is it three? 3 years old. I mean, I'm ignoring the puddles, and I'm ignoring the swimming pools on the floor afterwards. When can a child physically do the Negelwasser, the act of Negelwasser? Without the Akpada, raising the hands, without the Akpada, 3 times. When 3 years old, yeah, are we agreeing on that? Earlier. Yeah. Four? Between 2, 3, 4, what age? 4.5, 5. 4.5, 5. Is that when generally people are mechayev there? Is that when we introduce the kids to the concept of Negelwasser? Is that generally accepted? No.
Very young.
Very young. Very, very young. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings that there is an Indian already from the time he's got a bris milah. From the bris milah onwards, is an Indian already to, because he's got a neshama yaseira, he's got a neshama from when he's got, he first mentions maybe bar mitzvah. And then, because that's the kedusha is completely chanan by bar mitzvah. But he said that actually, after he brings, and he said that he's got kedusha already from bris milah, he's got kedusha already. Kedusha Yisrael is chal on yid from bris milah. And he said that could be that from then already he's got the kedusha. Consequently, so that's, I think, generally the minhag is to be quite makpid about that from a very young age. The Mishneh Berurah explains this in a most fascinating way. Says the Mishneh Berurah, he says as follows. Tzorich lehazir. One should be careful, one should be careful, and one should tell lenoshim to the women. She is orab in a tilas yadayim. The women should also be makpid on Negelwasser. Sholish pom 3 times beserugin, once right, once left. Kmoya noshim, like the men. Vegam, and also kihem mesaknois amacholim. Additionally, they prepare to touch the food, so it's particularly important for them to have their hands free of ruach ra. Shali tamun beyedem, that they shouldn't make the food tameh with their hands. Now he continues. Gam yeish leizor. One should also be particularly careful. Shaktanim yitlu yedem beshachris. That young children should wash their hands beshachris. Ki noigim bemachol. These few words in the Mishneh Berurah is so beautiful. Because the Mishneh Berurah answers the other question. He says, yes, of course. Really, the chinuch age really would apply younger. It would apply later. Yes, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, however clever your child is, or however advanced and sophisticated your kid is. Yes, that's really when the age of chinuch really starts. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, you need to be careful before that already. You need to be marked before that. Do you know why? Because of the Ruach Ra, there's a concept of the Ruach Ra. When you touch food, it becomes tameh. So we don't want that to happen. You don't want to have in your house a 2-year-old child who is touching food. Could be that he can't really physically wash Negelwasser. It could be that really als chinuch, he hasn't got the right age yet. Could be. But he's still touching food. Well, if he's touching food, he's making the food tameh. Well, if he's making the food tameh, you don't want that to happen in your house. Therefore, it's right and proper and appropriate. And the Mishneh Berurah says, a loshon tzorich, you should wash the hands of a child, long before that. By the way, just in brackets, I heard from when I made before your bris, I had interesting conversation. He was a bit yellow. He was a bit yellow before the bris, and I remember. Pardon? Yeah, he's got over it though. And I remember a conversation with the moel. Well, it was Mamash Moel Mumcha, Mamash Choshva Moel. And he told me, interesting, he heard from the stapler himself that if a child is a baby's yellow, one of the skulas of removing the yellow is to wash Negelwasser. So that's even before the bris. That's what he heard from the stapler. Heard it from the moel. And I think it's quite makubal to do that. In our particular case, it didn't help, didn't do wonders. But it's a skula. Yes.
Why do we care about the food becoming tummy? Because in no other case do we ever, with people who are tummy mace, people who've got, you know, everyone's like their hands are chained to them all the time.
Correct.
We've got suffix tummy.
Very nice point. It's a slightly different type of tumor. It's a tumor which is ruach ra type of tumor, and it's not. It's a different type of tumor. And on this particular tumor, we're makbid. Good point.
What? Yeah. Baby girl.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but he goes after to Ketanim, and it's a Ketanim and Ketanis, there's no svot in Mechalek. Either way, they touch the food, Ketanim and Ketanis, and therefore it's a, I assume so. What about Goyim? What about Goyim? We're about to ask. If you go to Tesco and you take apples from the, is that a problem? Pardon? No. No, Tumah Goyim. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Uvenegias akum b'macholim, and with regards to touching of goyim on food, blowing it to the sidam, although they didn't wash their hands, a loch shouldn't have to worry about that. The loy mekabel tuma, the goyim are not mekabel tuma, because again, this whole tuma of, as we mentioned earlier, all tuma is based on kedusha. There's only tuma when there's a lack of kedusha and being recorded. But yes, by goyim, this concept doesn't apply, and since the only yid has got the kedusha that it needs removed, only when there's a kedusha there's a potential of tuma. When there's no kedusha, there's no potential of tumah. So therefore, it's not a problem. But I want to address here, yeah?
What about non-religious?
Very good. That's exactly what I was about to ask. Thank you. What about non-religious people? I mean, you go to an average shop in Eretz Yisrael, you go to a random shop, or even in England, it's quite common, and the people who are dealing with the food, touching the food, they may not have washed nagel vasa. Is that a problem? Yes or no? And if yes, what's the etzer? You should wash the food. Very interesting what you're saying, because the MSA is the Mishnah Berurah does mention you could wash off. Mishnah Berurah is going to mention that shortly. That yes, if something was touched, you can wash it off three times and that's fine. But you're right. This is lechatchil, and some households who are very careful, very makbid, and if I may say, very machmir, they do that. Some households in Eretz Yisrael, they are makbid about that. They'll wash the food three times before they eat it, precisely because of that. I don't think that's a general...
So what do you mean?
Yeah.
Bagel.
Good, very good. You can't always do it. You're 100% right. Very, 100% right. Yeah. You die, you can't always do it. That's 100% right. Yeah. Although they mentioned that peeling off may help as well, but you're not gonna start doing that, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So what's the answer, Rabbi? What's the answer?
Probably wash their hands during the day.
Very good. But, you're right, and this is what the poskim do mention. But this needs to be looked at a little bit closer, because how do they wash their hands?
The thing is that I saw here in the first Amud that if you go with the you can just do the culture, you can just wipe your hands.
That's talking about the Rosh Rashba.
In the first Amud?
Yeah. That's talking about the Rosh Rashba, that's the Ifin that we're going to be seeing shortly. What about Ruach Ra? It's a problem, yes.
It sounds like a problem. Unless you're assuming that they've washed their hands three times. I don't
know. Yeah. The question is a good question. The poiskim, they say, the question is better than the answer. the poiskim say that the general approach they're taking is a bit what you're saying, that everybody washed their hand, you can assume that people wash their hands during the day. It's true they may not have washed three times, but there are chances that they did, and maybe they put their hands three times under the stream of water, and it's chashoshes and sfeikas, and it's a bit yevet, maybe, but the evidence with additional tzirufim there's no need to go to be machmir further than that. It's a question that is asked, and generally the poskim are matter. They say don't worry about it. It's fakers and it's chumras, so you don't have to worry about it. But I think the question is worthwhile thinking about. Yeah. So that's generally the consensus. Right. Okay, so just to recap what we discussed when the halachas of Ruach Ra, not the Rosh and the Rashba, the Ruach Ra. We said the halacha of Ruach Ra, it needs to be washed three times in intervals, three times, and according to the Gaon, a fourth time as well. We learned that age of chinuch may be take a little bit later slightly more advanced age, but we learned that besides the Ruach Ra, there is only body, there's an additional problem over here, that when you touch something that makes the food, affects the food, and it becomes tameh, and that applies, of course, to women and to children as well, and therefore it's appropriate to mechanach children from a very young age.